Hey everyone, and welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be diving into the world of TikTok.
Oh, fun.
But not just from like the outside looking in.
Right.
We're going deep on how Gen Z is using this platform and shaping it.
Yeah, it's fascinating how much buzz there is around marketing to Gen Z.
Right.
But this is about going deeper, like
totally.
Understanding the generation that's basically making TikTok into like this cultural powerhouse.
Exactly. And to really understand, I think we have to start with the algorithm.
Oh, yeah.
That mysterious force behind TikTok that, like, decides who sees what.
Uh-huh.
So our sources point out a bunch of factors that make it tick.
Okay.
Like, engage. Obviously, we've got the likes, the comments, the shares.
The usual
suspects.
Yeah.
But it goes way deeper than that, right?
Absolutely. It analyzes everything.
Oh, wow.
From, like, the information in the video itself.
Okay.
Like, is it using trending sounds, hashtags? What's the video quality like? Even down to, like, your device and account settings. Yeah. And then even things like your location and what time of day you're using the app.
It's like Big Brother.
Right. It's like it's reading our minds and our habits.
Totally.
But it's all about personalization.
Okay.
TikTok wants to show you the stuff it thinks you're going to find engaging and relevant.
I see.
Which is why you might see totally different videos than your friend, even if you're following all the same creators.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not even just about making like catchy content.
Right.
You have to understand all these secret signals that tell the algorithm,
yeah,
hey, this video is worth showing to more people.
Exactly.
Wow.
And this all ties into this larger trend we see all across social media, which is this rise of filter bubbles.
Ooh, filter bubble.
Yeah. Have you heard of that?
I have heard that term like thrown around.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure what it means.
Okay. So basically imagine you're in a bubble where you only see and hear things that you already agree with.
Okay.
So you might miss out on different perspectives and important information, you know, stuff that challenges your worldview.
Right. So you're kind of stuck in this echo chamber.
Exactly.
Where it's just the same ideas bouncing around and around.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't TikTok like trying to break those bubbles?
Yeah.
I feel like our source mentioned something about them trying to promote content diversity.
Yes. And that's really encouraging.
Yeah.
They're working to make sure that users are exposed to a wider range of content, even if it's not something they would normally watch.
I see.
So they're using the algorithm to kind of nudge people beyond their comfort zones and encourage, you know, discovery and diverse viewpoints.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
It sounds like they're aware of the potential like downsides of this hyper-personalization.
Right.
But even with the algorithm doing its magic,
mm-hmm.
you still need content that grabs attention.
Totally. All the algorithms in the world can't make a boring video go viral.
So true.
Yeah.
And our source gives some of the classic advice like good lighting and editing. Keep things short. Make sure your intros are really catchy.
Yeah.
But what does good content even mean on TikTok?
Right.
Because like I feel like that could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah. And the thing is, Gen Z has grown up with social media. You've seen it all, you know.
Yeah.
You can spot inauthenticity a mile away.
Totally.
So that perfectly polished corporate feeling video.
Yeah.
Probably not going to land the way it used to.
Right.
You crave realness.
It was more about the vibes than like production value.
It's a delicate balance.
Okay.
Because high quality production can definitely like enhance your content.
Right.
But it shouldn't come at the expense of authenticity.
Okay.
You have to find that sweet spot where creativity meets relatability.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Good.
So it's not about faking it. It's about keeping it real.
Right.
But maybe with like a little extra polish.
Exactly.
Okay. I like that.
And don't forget the power of humor.
Oh, yeah.
You guys love content that makes you laugh and feel connected to the creator.
It's true.
Humor is a universal language, and it can break down barriers and make your content super shareable.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think about all the creators that I love.
Yeah.
And it's not even always like what they're doing.
Mm,
it's just like how they're doing it.
Uh-huh. It's all about the vibes.
Totally.
And speaking of what creators are doing, our source mentions that TikTok is actively trying to weed out certain types of content.
Oh, really?
Like duplicates, spam, anything harmful.
Oh, okay. So they're like really trying to clean up the platform?
It's a constant battle.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
Ah.
They want TikTok to be a positive and safe space for its users.
Right.
So they're using algorithms and human moderators.
Oh, wow.
To combat misinformation, hate speech, you know, anything that violates their community guidelines.
So they're like playing digital whack-a-mole with all the bad stuff.
Exactly.
I like that analogy.
But it does make you feel a little bit better.
Totally.
Knowing that they're at least trying, right?
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of influence, Let's move on to something that reveals a lot about Gen Z.
Okay. The trends.
Ooh, the trends. This is where things get interesting.
Yes.
So we're talking micro storytelling, POV videos, the nostalgia trend, all the self-care with like the HopeCore hashtag. And then, of course, the ever-present fit check.
Yeah.
And these aren't just like random trends.
Right.
They're really like a window into what makes Gen Z tick.
Yeah. They reflect your values, anxieties, desires.
Oh.
It shows us what you care about, what you find entertaining, how you see the world.
That's deep.
Take micro storytelling, for example.
I love those.
Yeah.
It's amazing how creators can pack so much emotion and complexity into such short videos. It's like watching a mini movie unfold in like seconds.
I know. And it speaks to your generation's desire for authenticity and connection.
Okay.
But also your comfort with consuming information in these like bite-sized chunks.
Makes sense.
You guys are used to a fast-paced media landscape.
And you appreciate content that gets to the point quickly.
It's like, give me the feels.
Right.
But make it snappy.
Exactly. And speaking of getting to the point, POV videos.
Oh, yes.
What do you think it is about those that resonates so much with Gen Z?
I think it's because they're so immersive.
Okay.
Like they put you right in the action and you get to experience a situation from a first person perspective.
Okay.
It's like stepping into someone else's shoes.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's just for like a few seconds.
That's a great point. And they often incorporate relatable scenarios and humor.
Yes.
Which makes them super shareable.
For sure.
And appealing to a generation that values connection and authenticity.
Clearly.
It's like creating a sense of shared experience. Like you're right there with the creator.
We're all in on the joke together.
Exactly. And speaking of shared experiences, what about this whole nostalgia trend?
I know. Like you guys weren't even alive for most of this stuff.
Right. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Some argue that it's a way for Gen Z to kind of cope with the uncertainty of like the present.
Okay.
By romanticizing the past.
I see.
So you're thinking like simpler times, less technology, a sense of community.
Yeah, like craving a time that you never even lived through.
Uh-huh.
But it feels familiar somehow.
Right.
And maybe it's even a way to connect with like older generations.
That's true.
By finding common ground through these shared cultural references.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so then you've got the rise of self-care and all the HopeCore stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a counter movement to all the negativity and chaos that we see in the world every day.
It's refreshing, isn't it?
It is.
Like TikTok isn't just about escapism and entertainment. Uh-huh. It's also a space for vulnerability, positivity, and mental well-being.
Yeah, it's nice to see those topics like gaining traction.
Right. And Gen Z faces unprecedented pressures from climate change to economic uncertainty.
So it's a lot.
It's a lot. And these trends highlight your desire for a more hopeful future, a world where kindness and empathy prevail.
Okay, I'm feeling all the good vibes. And on a later note, let's not forget about Fit Check.
Oh, yes.
The ultimate celebration of personal style.
It's like a digital runway show, right?
Yeah.
Accessible to anyone with a smartphone.
Totally.
It's about self-expression, individuality, and using fashion as a tool to connect with others who share your style sensibilities.
Yeah, it's like, this is me, this is my style, and I'm owning it.
Exactly. And it just shows how TikTok is blurring the lines between entertainment, social interaction, and commerce. Okay. Because a lot of these trends are driving serious business.
And speaking of business, remember that stat we talked about?
Which one?
Like 92% of TikTok users take action.
Oh, yeah.
After viewing content.
That's huge.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That means that brands are scrambling to figure out how to connect with Gen Z.
Right.
Like authentically.
Yeah, they can't just slap a catchy song on a video.
Right.
And expect the sales to roll in.
That's not going to work.
No. They have to understand Gen Z's values align with their brand's mission and create content that feels genuine and engaging.
It's like a whole new marketing landscape.
It is.
And the brands that get it right are the ones that are going to thrive.
Exactly.
So TikTok is like this crash course in marketing for the future.
I love that.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground here.
We have.
We've explored the algorithm. We talked about authentic content. We dove into how these trends are shaping the platform.
But we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, okay.
In part two of our deep dive, we're going to explore how Gen Z is using TikTok for more than just entertainment.
Okay.
We're going to delve into the world of TikTok for learning, connecting, and even driving social change.
Wow, that sounds fascinating.
I know, it's going to be a good one.
Can't wait. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So we're picking up right where we left off, exploring all the amazing ways Gen Z is using TikTok. And get this, it's gone way beyond just, you know, dances and funny videos.
It really has. TikTok has evolved into this incredible hub for learning, connecting, and even like sparking real social change.
What?
It's like a whole new dimension of the app.
I'm ready to have my mind blown. But first, let's circle back to something we talked about earlier, which is shopping.
Okay.
Our source mentioned that TikTok is becoming this like shopping powerhouse.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious, like, how does that even work?
Well, remember that stat we talked about? 92% of users taking action after seeing something on TikTok?
Yeah, 92%. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that includes buying stuff.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just about liking and sharing. People are actually adding to cart right there in the app.
So brands are like catching on fast.
Oh, yeah. They're realizing that they can't just ignore TikTok anymore.
Right.
It's where Gen Z is. And if they want to connect, they got to speak your language.
I bet it's way more than just throwing up a few ads, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing brands get super creative.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're launching hashtag challenges that get everyone involved. They're partnering with influencers that you already trust. And they're even making their own TikTok content that doesn't feel like a stuffy ad.
So it's like they're learning to blend in.
Yeah.
To be part of the conversation instead of interrupting it.
That's a great way to put it. It's about understanding Gen Z's values, keeping things authentic, and creating content that resonates with your interests.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, this whole marketing evolution is so fascinating. But what really surprised me was the idea of TikTok for education.
Uh-huh.
Like, I knew people share tips and stuff.
Yeah.
But our source suggests it's becoming like a legit learning tool.
Well, think about it. Gen Z is already using TikTok to learn new skills, dive into topics they're curious about, even access educational resources.
So it's like a mini university in your pocket.
Right.
But way more fun than like those dusty textbooks.
Exactly. And we're seeing creators break down complex ideas into bite-sized videos. They're using humor and visuals to make learning actually enjoyable.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's like TikTok is democratizing knowledge, making it accessible to anyone with a phone.
And it's not just about formal learning either.
Oh, right.
There's this huge culture of peer-to-peer education happening on TikTok.
We peer-to-peer like teens teaching other teens.
Exactly. Users are sharing their own knowledge and experiences. They're making tutorials, giving advice, even starting discussions on super important topics.
So it's like this global classroom.
Yeah.
Where everyone's both a student and a teacher.
Exactly.
That's amazing. This is making me want to open up TikTok right now and see what I can learn.
You should.
But there's something even bigger going on here.
Yeah.
Right? Our source talked about social change, and that just seems huge.
It is. Gen Z is using TikTok to raise awareness about issues they care about, mobilize for causes, and even challenge those in power.
Wow.
It's like a digital megaphone amplifying your voices and giving you a platform to demand change.
So it's like that saying, the revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
But updated for like the TikTok generation.
Exactly. And it's having a real impact. We've seen TikTok campaigns spark national conversations, influence policy decisions, and even inspire real-world action on a massive scale.
It's both inspiring and a little bit scary to think about how much power this platform has.
It's a powerful tool, no doubt, and the way Gen Z is using it to redefine what it means to be a digital citizen is truly remarkable. But let's shift gears for a minute and talk about the people behind it, all the creators.
Okay, I'm ready for some TikTok celebrity gossip.
All right.
Our source name drops some major stars, like from Khaby Lame to Charli D'Amelio, even Will Smith.
Yeah, they're all on there.
Is there some secret formula to becoming like a TikTok superstar?
There's no magic bullet, but there are some common threads that we see among successful creators. Let's take Khaby Lame, for example.
Yeah.
He's got over 148 million followers. What do you think his secret is?
I mean, his videos are hilarious. He's like the master of the wordless reaction.
Uh-huh.
It's so simple, yet so effective.
Exactly. His success is a testament to the power of authenticity and universal humor. He's not trying to be anyone. He's just himself. And that resonates with people from all walks of life. And it proves that you don't need fancy equipment or crazy editing to connect with an audience.
It's like, keep it real and the people will follow.
Exactly. Now let's look at Charli D'Amelio, another TikTok icon.
Yes.
Known for her incredible dance skills.
She basically blew up overnight with those viral dance challenges.
Right.
Everyone was trying to copy her moves.
Well, her success highlights the importance of trends and timing.
Okay.
She was early to embrace those dance challenges, creating content that was both entertaining and easy for others to replicate.
Smart move. By tapping into those existing trends, she reached a massive audience.
Exactly. But you still got to have the talent to back it up.
Right.
And she's clearly an amazing dancer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's a combination of talent timing and trend awareness.
Uh-huh.
But both Kabi and Charlie have also built really strong communities around their content.
Community is key on social media, right? You can't just post and ghost.
Exactly. They engage with their followers, respond to comments, collaborate with other creators. It's about building genuine connections and fostering a sense of belonging.
It's like they're creating a space where everyone feels welcome and included.
And that's something that all successful TikTok creators have in common. They understand that it's not just about creating great content, it's about building relationships with your audience. But there's one more crucial element we need to consider when analyzing successful TikTok creators' strategy.
Strategy? I thought it was all about being spontaneous and going viral.
There's definitely an element of spontaneity, but successful creators don't just randomly post videos and hope for the best.
Right.
They have a plan.
So it's like running a mini business.
In a way, yes, they have a clear understanding of their goals, their target audience, and the type of content that resonates. They analyze their performance experiment with different formats and constantly adapt their strategies to stay ahead of the game.
It's a lot more work than I realized.
It's definitely not for the faint of heart, but it can be incredibly rewarding.
Yep.
TikTok offers creators this unique opportunity to connect with a global audience, build a loyal following, and even turn their passion into a career.
That's inspiring.
Yeah.
So it's clear that TikTok is way more than just a social media platform. It's a cultural phenomenon, a learning hub, a marketplace, a platform for social change, and a launch pad for creative entrepreneurs.
And it's all driven by the creativity, energy, and passion of Gen Z. You guys are shaping the platform's evolution and redefining what it means to be a digital citizen.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm left wondering what's next for TikTok.
Yeah.
What does the future hold for this powerful platform?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
The platform is constantly evolving, and it's hard to predict where it's headed. But one thing's for sure, Gen Z will continue to shape its destiny.
I can't wait to see what you guys come up with next. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's tackle the big question. What does all this mean? Like, what are the long-term implications of Gen Z's TikTok takeover? We'll explore those and more in part 3 of our deep dive. Welcome back to the deep dive. So we've explored like the inner workings of TikTok, the trends that are shaping it, the incredible ways Gen Z is using it. But now it's time to get kind of philosophical.
Ooh, I like it.
Right.
Yeah, we're going deep on the implications.
Yes.
This isn't just about a cool app. It's about how TikTok is influencing an entire generation's way of thinking, communicating, even seeing the world.
Okay, I'm ready for my existential crisis, but seriously, break it down for me.
Yeah.
How is TikTok changing the game?
Well, think about it. Gen Z has grown up with this platform.
Uh-huh.
You're fluent in the language of short form video memes, viral trends. You know, older generations are still trying to figure out.
Totally.
This has massive consequences for everything from marketing to education, even politics.
So it's like TikTok is this cultural reset.
Yeah.
But specifically for how we consume information and interact with each other.
Exactly. Take marketing, for example. Traditional ads just don't work on Gen Z the way they used to.
Right.
You guys crave authenticity. You can spot a fake from a mile away, and you're immune to the hard sell.
It's like we've developed this like built-in BS detector.
Right.
For anything that feels forced or inauthentic.
And that means brands have to adapt.
Okay.
They can't just throw money at a problem anymore.
Right.
They have to learn how to speak Gen Z's language, tap into your values, create content that feels genuine and entertaining.
It's like they're being forced to level up their marketing game.
Yeah.
Which honestly is probably a good thing for everyone.
Absolutely. Now let's talk education.
Okay.
We already saw how Gen Z is using TikTok to learn new things, but imagine the long-term potential here.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to think that a platform known for dance challenges could like disrupt the entire education system.
It's not about replacing traditional learning entirely.
Okay.
But it's about adapting to how Gen Z learns best.
I see.
It's about embracing short-form video interactivity, peer-to-peer knowledge sharing.
So it's less about textbooks and lectures,
Right.
And more about like bite-sized lessons, engaging visuals, and learning from people you actually connect with.
Exactly. It's about meeting Gen Z where you are on your terms, and then there's the political sphere.
Ooh.
We've seen glimpses of TikTok's power to mobilize and raise awareness.
Yeah, it's like a digital protest march. But instead of signs and chants, it's hashtags and viral videos.
Right.
Could TikTok actually change the face of politics?
It's already happening. Politicians and activists are realizing they can't ignore this platform.
Right.
They have to learn how to engage with Gen Z on TikTok's terms using its language.
So it's like a whole new battleground for hearts and minds.
Yeah.
But instead of tanks and bombs, it's dance challenges and memes.
Exactly. And it's changing the rules of the game. Traditional campaigns might need a serious overhaul to keep up with this new reality, but let's not get carried away.
Okay.
TikTok is still relatively young.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no guarantee it'll maintain its current level of influence forever.
Yeah, like remember Vine.
Exactly. Social media platforms come and go.
It's true.
But even if TikTok eventually fades, the impact it's having on Gen Z will be lasting.
Okay.
It's shaping how you communicate, how you learn, how you consume information, how you engage with the world.
So it's not just about the platform itself.
Right.
It's about how Gen Z is using it, molding it, making it your own.
It's this fascinating co-evolution. And the end result is still being written.
That's crazy.
It's both exciting and a little bit daunting.
I'm feeling that. Gen Z is clearly a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
And TikTok is your weapon of choice.
The future is in your hands, and it's going to be fascinating to watch how you shape it.
Well, that's our deep dive into the world of TikTok and Gen Z.
That was a good one.
We explore the algorithm, the trends, the impact, and the big questions this platform raises.
We covered a lot of ground.
We did. We saw how Gen Z is using TikTok to learn, to connect, create, and change the world. It's been an incredible journey, and we hope you learned something new or at least had your mind blown a few times along the way.
Don't underestimate the power of Gen Z and the platforms you command.
The future is yours to create. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the possibilities. Thanks for dining in with us.